So again, Yasher Koach for Raul and Sarah for hosting, is to do some sort of, I guess, certain the chidushim that I've done from Siman Aleph, and we'll see how far we get to be able to hopefully mechadev. And just like when people learn, I guess, Mishneh Berurah, or excuse me, when they learn Chafetz Chaim, one of the benefits of learning Chafetz Chaim is you're always thinking, am I speaking Lashon Hara or not speaking Lashon Hara? The benefits of learning Halacha is that hopefully that it becomes... you become more subjugated to halacha, and we think with a halachic mindset. So that should be one of the major benefits that we have. What I wanted, we'll start off with Siman Aleph. Siman Aleph, we read Yizgaber Kari Lamod Baboker Lavoras Boro Shehu Morer Hashachar. Now, there was a big chiddush here. What was the big chiddush? We've learned this before. What's the problem? So come like that. The biggest chiddush for me is that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Torah. So that's not the biggest chiddush. But the biggest chiddush is, what is this, like, this Yizgaber Kari, what's he telling me? He's telling, get up like a lion. Right? And I've always learned the Mishneh Berurah, which is quoting the idea of, you know, if it's the night, if it's the summer, if it's the winter, you know, get your lazy butt out of bed, right? What's the problem? He's actually quoting a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The actual source of this, if you looked at the Torah, is a Mishnah of Yehuda ben Tema Omer. It's like one of these songs. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, right? You know what? No? Oh, it's a good song. Girls love it. It's a very high pitched. You know what I'm talking about? It's a good song. Bottom line is the Mishnah in Perkei Avos in the fourth chapter. And there it says, Yizgaber Kari, Yeshivin Az Kanamer, Ratz Kanesher, and Yizgaber Kari. So, okay. And the Torah here says, you should know that these are four elements of Avodas Hashem. He talks about you have to be Az Kanamer, and the truth is, it's not so simple. The Ramah himself quotes part of this Torah at the end of Siman Aleph. We'll get to it in a second. But the idea is, so he says it's four elements of Avodas Hashem. There's the idea of closing your eyes if you see something that's not proper, running away, using your raglayim for it. And the Yizgaber Kari is for your leif, right? Where you have to work on your leif. Now, the Chiddush here is that, as opposed to the general pshat in the Mishnah, for me this is tremendous chiddush. The general pshat is, it's the general klal avodas Hashem. You have to be mizgaber izo agibor hakovesh et yitzro. You have to work at it. He says that's keneged halev. The biggest chiddush for me was that the Shulchan Aruch applied that Mishnah, and the Torah applied this Mishnah, but the Shulchan Aruch, or Yosef Karo, when he saw that Mishnah, he says, you should know what is the apex, what is the biggest yitzhara people have to take that yizgaber kari. You should know, getting up in the morning. Getting up in the morning, you should know you have to be mechazik. And the chiddush here is, he's saying that, number one, you want to know how to work on being the last try at Talmud Torah, right? The idea of really working within your Avodas Hashem. Number one is, it can't be just out there, bachutz. You got to work on the leiv. And that's his bechiddush. And that's why, if you, I don't know if you did the Bir Halacha, where he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, that there are sheish mitzvot timidiyot. Why is he quoting this here? Because the idea is, these are the things that you have to be working on within your leiv. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, all the different mitzvot. So for me, that was a big chiddush. That number one, he's quoting from this Mishnah in Perkei Avos, and that he says, you should know, and that's where he said in the first Mishnah Berurah, he quoted from today's Haftorah, from Sefer Bereishis, Ki lekach nivra adam. Why were we created? We were created, as the Pasuk in this week's Haftorah said, Kol nikra v'shmi, ulichvodi barativ v'af yitzartiv. And that's what he says, Afi Yasienu with your Yetzer and Choref, how can I get up in the morning? It's freezing outside, or in the winter, I'm taking camp in Holland. What am I supposed to do? How do I get up? Well, not from a bed, I get up. How can I get up from the schmutz? Right? How can I get up? I haven't fully gotten my satiated sleep. So he says, he's Gabir Kari. Now the next part of the Chiddush, for me, I mean there's more, but it's then the Ramah. The Ramah comes, and he says, Hagah. He says, Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. It's a nice pasuk from Tehillim, and then he says, "Hu klal gadol b'Torah malot atzadikim ashalchim lefnei alokim." And then he says about ki in yishivat ha'adam utunotav v'asakav v'ul v'adav beveito ki yishivatov utunotav v'asakav v'ul lefnei melech gadol and also dibor narchava pit kirtzonov v'ul iman shebeito ukrovav ki dibor b'moshe melech koshkein k'shiyasim adam el libo shemelech gadol kadosh baruch hu shemelech haaretz kvodo omer lav v'ro b'masav k'mo shenemar. Because pasuk in Yirmiyahu, okay, that and through there you should have hachna b'pachar Hashem yitbarach u'bushato mimenu tamid. So he's quoting the Rambam or Nevuchim. Now, two things. Number one is, if you look at the Rambam, Morne Vuchem, he doesn't quote the Pasuk, Sheviti Hashem Lehem Yidami. That's first of all. He doesn't quote that. That's the Rambam's extrapolation. Meaning, it's fascinating. Remember, the Rambam, Morne Vuchem, is a philosophy book. Here he's bringing, in a halachic context, this Rambam, Morne Vuchem. And he applies the Pasuk of Shiviti Hashem Negdi Tamid. Now, why is that important? Because we know, we'll talk about it in a second also, but like in our Aronot Kodesh, a lot of times they have the Pasuk Quran. Some people, very firm people on their shtenders, have Shiviti Hashem Negdi Tamid. So a lot of times that's applied when you're in davening. You have to remove all the people that are the things that are bothering you from your kavanah. So you have to think about Hashem. Here he seems to be, number one is he seems to argue with the Torah, with the Shulchan Aruch. What does he argue? He doesn't quote this Mishnah of Yizgaber Kari. He is not quoting this out of left field. It's just a stam Musar Shmuz. What's he doing? He's saying the same Ikaron. What's the same Ikaron? The same Ikaron of Yizgaber Kari, of working on yourself, believe, to be able, that when you wake up in the morning, you don't say, oh crud, I got to get up in the morning, it's cold. But you think like, oh, I have, like he's going to say later on, Harashim Karim Rabbah Munatecha, Moda'ani Lefanech, right? The two of you started in a Heller Shir when he talks about Moda'ani, right? He starts about Moda'ani right away at the beginning. And you're very close to Rav Heller also, so you remember hearing about Moda'ani. So you get up in the morning, and the Shulchan Aruch applied this mission of Yizgaber Kari. It could very well be that the Ramah says, with all due respect, that's a nice mission in Perkei Avos. That's not Halacha. But he saw the same Ikaron of Shiviti Hashem Negdi Tamid. The same idea. The same idea of working on, the first thing that you have to work on is inside Balev. And obviously what he says is, how you speak, and if you really think that you're in front of Hashem, everything would be fundamentally different. Now, what's problematic on a certain level is that he continues on in the Ramah. The Ramah then says, "V'lo yidbayesh b'mnei b'nei Adam hamal igin alav bavurat Hashem gam ba'atznei alechad v'shachbo al-mishkavo yadal lifnei mishu shachev u'miyad shiur mishnator yakum b'zrizu lavurat baro yidbarach v'yadala." Now, I said it's slightly problematic because then he is quoting the Torah. Meaning, he's quoting the part of the Torah that had said, Have Az, right? That you should have Azud Panim, Az Kanesher, right? And so the question is, why does he only quote one part of it and not the other part of it? So it could very well be that it's true that he's quoting part of the Torah, but it seems to me that he's only quoting the Torah for the same Ikaron. The same Ikaron is he's saying, do not be embarrassed in front of people that are mocking you in Avodas Hashem. That's all. That's true statement, but he's bringing that, I believe, as an introduction for the next part. The next part, which is what you should know, again, like we have said, it's not all about the outside of Pirsumei Nisa. It's even when you are Be'atznei Alechet, even when you are at home, you have to be able to know, to become Bezrizut, and to be able to properly have tzniut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, but he does mention this concept, which I think is very cool. It's this concept that you shouldn't be embarrassed in front of people that are mocking you. And the reason I think it's cool is two parts. Number one is the Beis Yosef asks here that, like, one second, you should be the concept of being brazen, azut, being brazen is a bad midah. It's a bad meaning to be brazen, right? To have that chutzpah, it's asus panim legehenim. It's not a good thing. So that's where over here you have this, you have a very interesting Mishnah Berurah that talks about hamal iganalov, that when they are mocking you, you have to be religiously confident and you have to stand up for yourself. And so Mishnah Berurah sifkat and vav, and hey and vav, if you look at hey, mibnei b'nei adam, but he says you should know. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what the brazenness that is happening here? It's not getting into a Facebook fight with them and saying that, you know, you're ridiculous, and Israeli hasbara, you know, to tell you that, you know, that's not what's going on over here. What he says, if you looked at it carefully, and he's quoting the Beis Yosef, is what? It's a terrible midah to be brazen.
ki yikne kinyan benafshar liyot az afilu shelo b'makom avarato yitbarach.
So what is the brazenness, quote unquote, that he's talking about? So if you look at it, what he says, the brazenness is lo yitbayesh mipnei bnei adam hamaligin lo b'avarat Hashem yitbarach. Meaning, do the mitzvah.
Meaning, your actions are louder than the words that are talked about.
And that's what he's saying, is being able to become, how much do I talk in yeshiva to 18 and 19 year olds, but being able to be religiously confident. And that's always the metamorphosis that people have to deal with, which is, oh my goodness, people are going to look at me that now I'm a rabbi because I care a little bit about halacha, right? Oh my goodness, you're such a frummy, ridiculous person, right? And to be able to be religiously and psychologically confident, that's what's brought up here. Before I even continue, there's an unbelievable Rav Johnny Solomon. Know the name at all? From England? Just moved to my yeshuv. So, great guy. So, and look at that, we're having a lot of Brits. We're having the British invasion. The British invasion. So, please God. So, well, you can't afford to buy in Yad Binyamin. It's like 3.9 million shekel. So, we're not there yet. So, he sent me a tshuva by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal, that a Baal Tshuva asked that about sitting in a sukkah. We just finished, so it's very apropos. Because he said, look, my family is going to make fun of me. They're going to make fun of me. What are you sitting in this ridiculous hut? And you think about it. If you're not Jewish, you're not from. You're like, what are you doing? Okay, so there's 1 day camping, there's 2 days camping. What are you doing this whole weekend sitting out there and putting out all your books there? And you're a bunch of freak shows. What are you doing? And Shlomo Zalman said he wanted to know, is it a din mitztayer? Just like when you have all the bees and everything going on, do you have a din mitztayer? So too by over here. Explained Shlomo Zalman, absolutely not. There's a physical mitztayer, but there's an emotional mitztayer. You have to step up. You can't, before you maligin, you have to be able to be confident within yourself of what you're doing. At the same time, there's a next step, which I think is fascinating also, which is the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav says Hamal Igan Alav V'chein Im Hu Adam Beinoni Omei B'Makom Gedolim. Right, the next part. This is the quoting from the tour also that he says, if you're an Adam Beinoni, you're standing amongst the Gedolim. Lo Yitbayesh Mehem L'mod V'La'asot HaMitzvah Ach Mefsher Lo La'asot HaMitzvah Shalom B'Fneim Tov Yoter. However, that's not what I wanted to quote. When that's important also, but it was the Bir Halacha. Right, the Bir Halacha and V'lo Yid Bayesh, when the last Bir Halacha on my page, I don't know, people have different Surah Tadaf, V'lo Yid Bayesh, he had said after quoting the Beis Yosef that you shouldn't use this brazenness, he says you should know that this is only the last part, where does he say? Avalin, this is only when you're not standing in front of Api Korsim. Avalin, who made the Mokom Sheish Api Korsim amit Komim al Torah? And you spoke peacefully. Okay? Etc. Now, what's fascinating is that Rav Nevenzal in his Mishnah Berurah here says, but he says, at the same time, what do you have to be? You have it there. What does he say? He says that you still be chacham. You know, as much as, okay, they're apikorsim and you should, you know, scream away. But, what's his language? Yeah, great language here. His language is, avot tzarech liot chacham haroet ono admat yena totzel. I mean, there's no mitzvah just to scream out, Shabbos, 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 and then they're all going to, like, spit at you and, like, put blogs in. You know, you have to know Eitzah Chacham Haroet Anolad. Rav Nevenzal is—he knows what he's talking about, as they say. The next halachot, the Bet Gimel and Dalet, which talks about Tikkun Chatzot. It's warm to us for at Yeshiva HaKotel because of going down to the Kotel 11:30 and hearing Nishmas. You ever been there before? Nishmas. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You're like, what the heck is going on? And Nishmas is for like Shabbos morning. You know, you're like, what is going on? So the truth is, the Rav Avos Ephraim, his name is Rav Ephraim, his name is Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. He was a big, big Talmud Muvok of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Zechar Tzadik Levracha lived in Memphis, made Aliyah, lives in Harnof. And he wrote a nice response to literature called Rav Avos Ephraim. He points out over here that the language is Ra'ui L'chol Yorei Shamayim, She Meitzer V'do'eg Al-Chor M'Beis HaMikdash. That you know, all Yerei Shemayim should be pained for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. meaning, so he says that means you're going to be a Yerei Shamayim. You know, the, but if I'm not a Yerei Shamayim, you know, if I'm not that level yet. So he explains that Halacha Beis Gimel and even Dalet, which is Tov Ma'at B'Tacharonim B'Kavanah Me'harbot below Kavanah, they're all talking about specifically what Halacha Beis talks about, that it's there's specific times. L'chavim sha'od ha'mishmarot, shlish balayla, right? The certain part of the Laila, that's specific in eighth ratzon to daven for the Chor Beit HaMikdash. What's the idea? Number one is, Tov Ma'at B'Kavanah. Meharbo, just stop to go, start saying to him and screaming, you have no kavana whatsoever, there's no purpose. And number two, Ra'ui l'chol yirei shamayim. It's not every Joe Shmo should be doing tikkun l'chatzos at the point. The mashal which I like to give is like you go to a wedding with beautiful fancy cufflings, right? And what do they say? And you go in pajamas. And that's like it's a non sequitur. It just doesn't work. So to over here, you have to know it's important. And because the reason why this comes up is because we have many, many things in our daily tefillah of remembering the Beis HaMikdash. We have Siman Tav Kuf Samech, when you Mirat Hashem, you guys build a house. You have the Amal, Amah, and you have many things we do for the Chorban Beit HaMikdash. So here, this is something specific for those hours.
Bet says, Hamashkim Yitchanen Lifnei Bo Yichavei Nishan.
Right, Hamashkim, meaning
the person that does it already. It doesn't say, Mashkim Yitchanen.
Right.
You should do it.
In fact, the person who does it, you should know this is the time
to do it.
Right, yeah.
That's not so broad. You were saying about the kavanan below kavanan.
Yeah, what about
it? His chiddush.
Good. Well, I'll tell you the problem. That's what I wanted to. His chiddush, and it's not his chiddush. It's Lavush, meaning he's quoting Lavush also. What you point out is very important, especially for the people that have been involved. Everybody here has been involved in informal Jewish education. Still involved. A lot of people use this halacha dalet in a very, very. The question is, how loose do you use this? You know, how much license do we take this halacha dalet and say you should know? Tov ma'atach nimekavanah me'arbot lo kavanah. Meaning, you start an explanatory minion, right? The better thing to do is you have a little bit of kavanah, right? We've all done this, right? Truth is, even recently, there are times when you have such a headache and you're like, there's just no way you're gonna have any kavanah. So you know, there are times that tov ma'at kavanah. So the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah struggles with this, and the truth is, it's the Taz. The Taz deals with this because we know that, obviously, it's Tov, what do you mean Tov Ma'at B'Kavanah? We should have, the ideal is to have everything with lots of Kavanah. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah now comes and says, he answers that in Sifkat and Yud Bet. And he says, Avalim Amar Beh, Kivein, Gamkin Amar Beh Tov Yoter. Obviously, if you're going to have a lot of Kavanah, that's better. The issue comes that if you're a Minma'at, Yesh Lo Ones Vein Yochol Arich Oshu Misha'er Ba'atzmo, Shim Yarich Lo Yeh Yochol Chavinu Ma'at B'Tachronim V'Omran B'Kavanah, then it's nechshav lifnei Hashem yitbarach kemo oto ish yesh lo pnai umarich betachronim bekavana val zeh shanino the gemara menachot echar amarbeh vechar amamiru ve'ad sheichav en libo l'shamayim. And then he extrapolates that to both Talmud Torah v'chein l'inyan Talmud Torah the ha'inyan ke ha'kol tavui talui lifnei Hashem yitbarach imo oseh kol asher b'kocho lasot. Are you doing what you could be doing? This is where he now talks about tzarich. So before I even tell you what he adds there, it's 100%. How we use it is not exactly like the first Peshat of Lavush. We use it, and the Mishnah Berurah extrapolates it, that very much Tov Ma'at B'Kavanah B'Arbein Kavanah, but that's not the ideal. The ideal is definitely to try to do as much as you can with the Kavanah. At the same time, to know if you're dealing in Chinuch or you're dealing in an Ones, to know that this is an important Halacha also. I'll skip just to the thought, because I know for sure in the high schools that you went to, and definitely high schools or secondary schools in America also, they use this Hecha Kedusha. Maybe it's just a pet peeve for me. It's a pet peeve, and I'll give you the full story because I'll go back a step. I'll come back to this. I won't forget. But if you go back in Siman Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, he had talked about waking up. And one of the things he talked about is having Negel Vasar and not having the four Amos. And if you read it, it bothered me this time. Why did it bother me? Because I went to a Haredi type of yeshiva. And I remember going. And that's something you learned this, and then everyone started having the Negel Vasar cup right next, you know, the two Negel Vasar cups right by the bed. And then I went to like Bnei Brak or something like that, and everybody had the Negel Vasar. So if you're from, you had the Negel Vasar cups by your bed. But then you read the Mishnah Berurah. So what are people, so most people that I know, and I'm talking about Big Gedolim and Yerushalayim also, do not have these Negel Vasar cups. So it bothered me. I was reading it. If you read the Mishnah Berurah, he says it's very serious. And it's very makpid, and he says the only you could be doing is be somech b'shas hatchak for Rav Elazar ben, who is it? It's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. It's quoted in the Share Tshuva that by Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that your whole bayit is considered dalet amos. Now bayit could be your room, but okay. The bottom line is, but the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of people make a misquote because they see the Share Tshuva. They say, oh, it's the sheet of the Rashba. They quote it as a Rishonim, but it's not. You know, it's one of these, like, okay, you're an Amara. So it's not the Rashba, it's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Right? But the bottom line is what? The Mishnah Berurah says the language of that it's only Shas Tchak. The language was, and I read this, I'm like, oh my goodness, here. It was the language in, if you wanted to see it, it's in Sif Katan Bet, in the first part where he says, Ein l'smol chalzeh. That he says, Yeshomim delinyan zeh, amin akula beis akadal amos nami. Aval Ein l'smol chalzeh kim b'shas Tchak. So why it bothered me? It bothered me because I believe Shas Tchak is Shas Tchak. You know, Shas Tchak has to be, you have to define, so that's where I get to the Hecha Kedusha. Because later on, in Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei up there, I don't remember if it's Siman Kefav or whatever it is, the whole thing of Hecha Kedusha is Shas Tchak. And that was the story. I went to a English wedding. I went to Maizel. Maizel got married to a Brit, to Wagner. You know the names at all? Kiva Wagner's sister? I think Rachel Wagner. Bottom line is, during the summer, I walked in. I'm in Avelos. I try to get the Amud, right? So I walk in, I miss the Chassan's Tish, in a kind of a purpose, because I'm an Avel, and then I see the Minyan, it's a climbing, pulls me over, he knows I'm getting a Minyan, they're forming a Minyan right around the corner, in Abu Tur, which now there's, you know, I'm not so sure, are we going to a wedding so quickly over there now, right? And you go around, and they're about to start, and obviously they had discussed amongst themselves, so obviously it was a Hecha Kedusha. I didn't know this. So I walk in, and they're about to guide out, and I said, oh, is anybody chiv? Like, no. I'm like, I'm a chiv. So, okay. It's like, yeah, it's fine. So then I get up, I say Kaddish, and then start saying Shemon Esra, and then I hear Baruch. I'm being from, whatever it is. You know, I don't do this Shas Tchak business. But I'm also sensitive, so like when I do a Chazar Tashatz, I do it quick. Because, first of all, I know people are here for the wedding, and you know. So I would say the difference between my Chazar Tashatz and Echidusha, to be generous, is 3 minutes. What I really believe is like 2 to 2.5 minutes, max. Guy comes over to me after, a nice Brit, nice guy comes over to me, he goes, well, you discussed the Hechidusha. I'm like, okay, I didn't hear that. You know, he goes, we're here for the wedding, Hechidusha. I'm like, look, you know, the Mishnah Berurah says it's the Shas Tchak. He's like, what are you talking about? They do it in all the yeshivas. I'm like, okay, you know. He's like, they do it in Panovich. I'm like, you know, I don't go to Panovich. You know, they're like, you know, it's Shas Tchak, my friend, you know. So, and like, he's like, I came here for the wedding. So I'm like, why are you arguing? If you want to go dance, he's like, I came here to dance. I'm like, so why are you arguing with me for this now? Go and dance. You know, like, it was like so funny, like the Shas Tchak. Bottom line here, so within that halachic, that's my halachic sensitivity. So I'm like, what's going on here? Why am I not doing Negovas? So it ends up, Rav Nevetzel answers. Why does Rav Nevetzel answer? Rav Nevetzel answers it because of it. This halacha emanates from the Zohar, the concept of the Tumah, that's why you can't have Dalet Amos there. So Rav Nevetzel says that there's a Mesorah from the Gra, that from the time that there was Nisraf, HaKiddush Hashem, the Ger Tzedek, Rav Avram ben Avram, HaGraf, Potstiki, Bala Ruach Ra'al Yadayim. And therefore, and Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that this is only things that are Makor from the Zohar, but not other things that are in the Gemara. Okay? And therefore, that's why you don't have to be Makbid, Shalom Yelech Da'al Amos Kodom Anatila. That's why most people are not Makbid on this, because of this Mesorah, the Gra. As opposed to, for example, how many times when you're going to get up to Siman Dalet and you're going to read to Machlokes, either three or four times you're supposed to wash your hands. Why do you do it 3 or 4 times? The answer is Ruach Ra. But you just told me that the Ruach Ra was Batal. Answer, that's from the Gemara. That's the difference. The Mesorah is that was Batal is from the Zohar. From the Gemara, it's still there, and that's why people are still mocking it 3 or 4 times. I ended off saying that the concept of Tov Ma'ap Kavanah, at the end, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Bet, at the end of Sif Dalet, quotes he says, Sarich Adam L'Kvor Lo Eit, he's quoting the Chayi Adam, in Hilchas Yomim Noran, he says, Sarich Adam L'Kvor Lo Eit L'Mod Sifrei Musa, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Drucker, Sarich Adam L'Kvor Lo Eit L'Mod Sifrei Musa, good catch, that you have to be koveya time to learn Sifrei Musar, b'chol yom v'yom,
imat v'imarbe. Why? Because he says ki agodo mechaviro yitzur gadol imenu v'tavlina yitzur u'tochachad mamrei chazal. Now this caught my eye. Why did it catch my eye? So he says he calls the chayadim to learn sifrei musar every day. Okay, imat v'imarbe. First of all, he quotes the Gemara. Why is this true? He quotes the Gemara, and it's true because ki agodo mechaviro yitzro gadol himin. Interesting, right? That the greater you are, the greater yitzar you have. And furthermore, so then what do we have? The Gemara Kiddushin that says barati yitzar hara, barati Torah tavlin, and therefore what's the tavlin? He quotes tochachat mamrei chazal. I heard from Rav Yitzhak Cohen. You remember him? Big rabbi from Rosh Yeshiva YU, very scary man. He comes in. You know, what? No, not a different guy. That's a different guy. He says that it's a shot. It says, Barati Yetzahara, Barati Torah Tavlin. What's Tavlin? Tavlin spices. So it doesn't mean learning Gemara. Why does it not mean learning Gemara? Because Tavlin is spices. So you have like a little bit. So Musar, you have like that little zets, little things. So it's very nice. The problem is, if you actually look at the Chai Adam inside, Chai Adam, Nechaz Yom Kippur, number one, he doesn't quote that Gemara. So this is the Mishnah Berurah's interpretation of the Chafetz Chaim, of the Chai Adam. Okay? If you look at the Chai Adam inside, and I can send it to you if you want, I sent it to a couple people when I was thinking about it, because I wanted to know, because he's Medayik, and I'll tell you why it got me. Is some people have problems in our world identifying with certain Mr. Svara. Where can I find that Mr. Seder that's actually going to talk to me, that can really help me? So here he's saying, from the Chai Adam, it's obviously not a mitzvah d'oraisa, but some sort of important thing to do to improve that you should be doing this. And he mentions the word Mamrei Chazal. So I thought, you know, can I, if I find a Musar book of reading, reading a New York Times article of a guy who's like, you know, self-help type of thing, am I Yotze this very important Chiyuv, reading ESPN.com, there's like really good article at the time of that, just like the Sur Meirah. Like really, like look at these guys. These guys are a bunch of, you know, like Baruch Hashem, you know, Heim Amaratzim, you know, and I have, thank God I don't spend too much time, meaning I read it just to some entertainment. But it's like, you know, these guys who people swear about, just like, you know, half these guys, you know, 5 years from now, it's like, these guys, how they speak, and they're in jail. Like what do you think? You're putting a poster up. Okay, stupid kids, that's how it works. But the bottom line is that what? So can I be Yotze there? So seemingly, from how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, Tochachat Marei Chazal. You're not Yotze. If you look inside, he actually quotes the Chazal, the Chai Adam, we're talking about learning Musar. He quotes the Chazal of the Mishnah that says, Ein Torah, Ein Yirai, Ein Yirai, Ein Torah. I mean, the whole purpose is to get Yirat Shamayim. So then, it's interesting. Because then you could say, look, if I'm reading a good self-help book by Stephen Covey, you know, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, or the new ones, the new self-help gurus, or whatever it is, some people like Viktor Frankl. Let's say I read Viktor Frankl. No, I haven't read Viktor Frankl in a while, search for meaning. Right? But I'm almost positive he's not calling Chazals. I think. Right? I don't think he's calling Chazals. But it's a very inspirational book. You know, those type of books. Can I be Yotze? So in theory, so Jonas Steinmetz from YU, I sent it to a couple people. He says to me, he told me that Rav Nemetzal felt that you couldn't read a secular literature book which helps your Yirat Shamayim in the bathroom. Which I'll get to in a second, bathroom. But he says he's not sure it's connected. But on one level, in theory, it could be connected. Because if the whole purpose is he made to get Europe, so again, maybe if that type of idea. I mean, for example, Rav Lichtenstein, Zichron Tzadik Levracha, you'd always quote C.S. Lewis, right? These type of things, to be able to understand some, you know, from the contrast of Christian theology to our theology. Again, I'm not recommending that, but you know, the same type of idea. Okay, let's finish. I have a couple more minutes. The just as a general idea of karbanos, just to finish up some now to talk a little bit more about a couple other things, the whole concept of karbanos, you should know, is something definitely that our tzibur very much neglects, and something important. It's definitely important to do. Now, it's number one. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes Rishon, Rav Avraham Minahari, says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Daraisa, when you say Karbanos is Daraisa, so it's important. Now, what's also important is to know the hierarchy, right? And to know what's a chiyuv and what's nice. And that's why, as you were medayik about before, Amash came sot over here. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Tov. Tov lomar, right? In Simana,
It's if hey tov lomar parshas akida parshas aman aseret adibro parshas olum mincha ushlamin v'chadis v'asham. Right, this is tov lomar. And before I go to the Ramah, right, the parshas kabanos saying it during the daytime when you finish the ola, these yiratzons, these are all very nice. Right, yomar mekarbanos v'shachat otov that sifchet siftet yeshno again to say the kiyor and the chumas adeshen, and afterwards the tamid and afterwards the mikdak toras. So the bottom line is before we know what's the chiyuv. The chiyuv we'll see later on in Siman Mem Ches and Siman Nun. The chiyuv is korban tamid of the Ketores. If you have to say two, you say, you know what? I haven't said korbanos in 12 years, right? So now, if I want to start saying korbanos, the two that you should start saying is tamid and Ketores. Those are the chiyuv. Why we can get to when we learn Siman Mem Ches and Siman Nun. These other things are nice. These other things are nice. Now there are certain of them. There are certain halachic problems. Before we get to the problems, the idea of why you say the akedah, obviously the Mishnah Berurah says, is to remember the schos avos. To remember how Yitzchak, you know, the concept of being machmiya your yetzer, to subjugate your yetzer. There's a reason why you say the akedah. Parshas Haman, the Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting, it's a very Ashkenazi thing, even though you think it's a Sephardi thing. Because the Mishnah Berurah brings up that the reason why you'd say the man is, it's a lot of emunah stuff. I mean, he brings down in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the tam, what does he say, Parshas Haman is kedei shiya amin, shekot mezonotav bayim bashkacha patit. Right, that you believe that all your mizonos comes through divine providence, as it says, "Amarbel lo hedif, amamit lo echzir, lo horot she'in ribuya yishtadut moel mu'uma." Of course, the Yerushalmi in Brachos, anybody who says Parshas Haman is muvtachlo shelimatu mizonotav. Right, and the truth is, the Piskei Teshuva springs down from here. That's why we say Yigdal and Adon Olam. These are all things to be mitchazik be'emuna. Sephardim don't say Adon Olam. It's not in their articles. They're on page 8, 12. It's just not there in Yigdal. It's just not there. Now, I think it might be that they say it at the end. They have things, if you know Sephardi Tefillah at all, at the end they say Beis Yaakov, and they say Ashira Malos. I wonder if that's...
There's something with the Rav, and also not saying Yigdal end of Davening, so similar to kind of what Christians would do at the end of their services, like a declaration of faith at the very, very end. So he would...
Interesting. Who said that?
I think I had that quote from the Rav.
I don't know. I never heard that. That's interesting. Could be. Definitely could be. I never heard that. That's cool. There's a piece that I always like to quote that, why do we say that we just finish Shabbos, right? Shabbos in the morning, in theory, you're supposed to say Adon Olam before. And then at the end of davening, when everyone's folding their talis and, you know, three quarters out the door, you kind of sing Adon Olam, right? So why are we repeating it again? So that's Rav Soloveitchik's question. And he gave an answer based on the Gemara Brachos that said that Arba Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk, and one of them is Tefillah. It's a nice vart. It was a nice vart where he said that we turn to the Ribono Shel and we say, even though acutely we're now finishing to daven, right, but we're going to turn, you know, symbolically, we're going to turn back to the beginning of the Siddur and say, we know that we need chizuk, and that's why we say Adon Olam a second time. Nice idea. Okay, but back to things. The biggest issue here, halacha, comes up, how about Aseres HaDibros? How can you say Aseres HaDibros? Gemara Bracha says that it's Tarumos Aminim. Right, that the people are going to say that it's all, that's the whole Torah. And therefore, that's why the Ramah quotes the Tshuva of the Rashba that says it's Davka B'Yachin. That you could say Aseres HaDibros B'chol Yom, Ava Asa Lo Omram, B'tzibur. What's fascinating is that the Mishnah Berurah brings down also that you should not ulakach in sifkat and tetzayin. You should not write on a kuntres miyuchad for the tzibur that aseret hadibros. And this is one of the big questions. But 99% of every Orthodox shul has that aseret hadibros on top of the parochas. So it's a big kasha. What's the answer?
They have the whole.
That's the answer. That's the answer. So I never thought about it until I started learning Mishnah Berurah and Yomi. Here's the persomet, where now we think we know, but you continue learning, and if you really do it, you'll see, you'll learn a tremendous amount. I think it's a nice project. Hopefully, we'll carry it through, and we'll have some nice things.
It's a little bit of a counterintuitive answer.
Which is what?
Well, we're not going to put the Aseret Dibros so that we don't think that's the whole Torah, so we'll just put less of the Aseret Dibros. So why don't we think that's the whole of the Zohar? That's the whole of the Aseret Dibros.
I mean, if you have the whole Aseret, you know, if you have the whole Aseret that he brought, it's true.
If you're going to do it,
but that's part of the issue, right? I hear. But that's the answer that I saw in many Achronim that answered that up. Okay, a couple things in Halacha Bet Din Levishas Pagadim in Siman Bet. Excuse me. We'll mention a couple of things. Number one is the concept of, first of all, I thought about this yesterday. I don't know about you, But meaning, first of all, the whole concept of what he says in Sivalaf, which nobody does, the concept of getting dressed under your covers, and you get up, you're mechuseh. So that has to do with that they didn't have underpants. You know, so nowadays our clothing, which a lot of Siman Beis, they're just different, which comes up with Siman Beis and Siman Gimel.
Now, there was a chaluk even.
Ah, so that came, if you looked at it, the whole idea is that you're obviously having a certain level of tzniut. What bothers a chutz la'aretz person that makes aliyahs? The truth is, there's a lot of things that bother you. But one of the things that definitely bothers you is when you go to the mikvah. You go to the mikvah, and everyone's stark naked. And you're like, first of all, if you're not traumatized, you know, you're like, where the heck is tzniut? You know what I'm saying? Like, where is the, you know, you come
he
from.
He talks about Beit Merchad.
Right, that's where he gets it from. Because his whole idea was, what, and that's where I saw it yesterday. I gave the shir yesterday morning, that when he talked about the, if Aval Rashai, what was his language? His language was, if it's, if the derech there was to do that, right? So that's a question of whether it's eif shar binyan acher, question of money, finances. You know that I don't think that's not, so. Then he says anybody said bishop princes. It's possible, right? It's still a little gross to me, but at least now I have some sort of a hesber. Not that I don't think it should change, but that's something else. The same idea in the army? What, that when just people just change and do just... Well, no, people just walk around.
Have an open shower.
Ah, right. Yeah.
Play ping pong.
Do they ping pong or... The,
in Gurani, it was like ping pong being right next door and people sometimes... We did that, right?
Hi, Gurani! Yep. So, where'd you guys get up to? You're up to Hanagas Bisakise?
Yeah.
Just to tell you a couple other things within Siman Beis, the importance of dress over here, where the Mishnah Berurah talks about that, how where you know the idea of Sif Gimel, of wearing your clothes properly, and he talks about how Talmud Chacham, how you wearing your clothes is an important piece of how you Talmud Chacham Yem Malbush Not right in Sif Katan Gimel, right of Asulam, right?
It's very rough Hadar.
Right, very proper. Right, you represent. Look, we have in the leadership program in Yeshiva. One of the things that we're doing is I bring in this guy Dr. Yossi Bar from Haifa University to have a speak. Why do I do that? Part of it is not only to spend a lot of money, but it's because a guy who's getting up and he's going to be representative of Torah. And the first thing he does is he apologizes. And he speaks for 25 minutes. He has no context. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's a chalasha. All right? You have to be able. So when you're walking around, also, if you're representing, you understand what you're representing. There's a certain level of proper Kiddush Hashem that way. I guess last thing for tonight, since you guys are up to Siman Beis, will be the Halacha Vav. Halacha Vav says, also, Lelech, hopefully this has been reviewed. Hopefully it's been a little more chidushim, also some, hopefully, mechadeir and other things. But he says, Asur Lelech bekoma is kufa. He's quoting Gemara Kiddushim, Daf Lamed Aleph. There's two parts to this halacha. Because he says, Asur Lelech bekoma is kufa. And then he says, Velo Yelech dal ramos begilo erosh. And the Ramah adds, because of kavod hashchina. Now, why did I say there's two parts to this? Because the first part of the halacha is, Asur Lelech bekoma is kufa. The reason why this is very important is because the tour and the Shulchan Aruch, when they quoted this Gemara, they're not exactly quoting the Gemara properly. Because the Gemara says, Asur Leilech Dalad Amos Bekomas Kufa. Why? Shenemar Malei Cholaretz Kvodo. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, because you're being Dochik Ragle Ashchina. So the Taz and Achronim here ask, why does the Shulchan Aruch not say Asur Leilech Dalad Amos? What's going on? So one of the answers, there's two answers brought down in the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the answer that you should know that it's even aser afilu pachos midal ramos upashad afilu omid bimkom avin olech klal. Now he tells you over here that he's actually quoting the Taz and the Grub, and the Bach, but the truth is it's not so simple that's one of the Bach's answers, because the Bach himself didn't like that so much, because then you're being machmir than the actual what the Gemara said. Meaning, Mitzat Svara is correct. The Svara is that since it's Malach Haaretz Kvodo, you shouldn't be walking in a haughty way, in an erect way that way, because it's you're being Dochir Ragla Shechina. The Gemara says, Dafka, Dalamot. But okay, so that's one part. But then it says, Velo Yelech Arba Amos Bikilu Erosh. Here he gets to the whole idea of wearing a kippah, wearing a yarmulke. And the question is, do you make a distinction because of how this is formulated, both in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch? How much is wearing a kippah din? Is it a minhag? What is it? How much do I have to do? So here he says, Velo Yelech Arba Amos. Is the issue of walking for Amos? Is the issue making a bracha? Is the issue davening? What is it? So it's not so simple. So some want to say, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, so it's a major machlokas. Because the first thing he says is, you should know, there's a midas chasidus in Mishnah Berurah Sifkatin Yud Alef that says, afilu pachas midal amos, afilu beit hashen balayla, I personally wear my kippah at night. But you have to know, it's a midas chasidus upon a midas chasidus. Right? Seemingly, it's lo yelech dal amos, that's the din. And then, the midas chasidus is even less than dal amos, and then even sleeping at nighttime, based like on a zohar type of idea. However, yesh mitzad din lomar da filu dal amos ein osir min adinam. Only litznuim b'masem. Some want to say that what? That even dal amos is not min adin, it's a midas chasidus. Right? Now, forget about the pachas midal amos and the eta shena. Some want to say, and that's the distinction. You hear the distinction at the beginning of the halacha, and in the Gemara, it's like this also. It's osir leilech b'koma skuf. But then what happens? Lo yelech doesn't say osir leilech. That's the distinction that the lo yelech dal amos is also a minas chasidus. However, there's a taz. The taz is quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Siman Chet, and it's fascinating. The taz in Siman Chet says you should know that it's actually a din to wear a kippah. The bizmanenu iser gomer since sifkatin yad alef. The bizmanenu iser gomer bedina liot bekilei rosh ba'afilu yoshev bebeiso ayin shamata. V'chein kasav b'tshuvas mari brunu. And then you should be margil your kids to wear a nice kippah. What's the rationale of the Taz? The rationale of the Taz is in his time, the guy would walk with their kappa, if you're from Manchester, kappel, right? They're walking their kappel, kappel, right? And then they would then come to their home, and it's like religiously they threw off their kappa, right? So for him it was like chukas akum. It was chukas akum that you walk around, therefore you needed to wear a kippah. Now, this is very important to know whether it's a din or not a din. For example, the tshuvas, they talk about how Rav Azriel Heldesheimer, and in school, they would teach even Limud Kodesh without a kippah in Germany, right? And there's like unbelievable tshuvas about this. Like they would teach it without a kippah. Or he taught Limud Kol without it.
They had that in England in the Yekki shuls, in Scotland, especially in like the old English shuls.
Yeah.
In the Lithuanian shuls, they would be like with a hat and a strangle or whatever. Not right. Strangle, but a hat.
Right.
And in the English shuls, they used to call it, like with a dog collar, like a priest, and no kippah. Yep. Even my grandmother used to talk about it.
He was in
the Lithuanian shul, and it was like frowned upon. By the English shul that they like they wore
these things, or are you talking
about?
No,
that they didn't wear a kippah in the English shul, and they wore like they were trying to be like
they're trying to be like the guy.
And it was like accepted. They're like from people.
Yeah, 100%. So that's part of the major discussion of Moshe Feinstein as the tshuva of can I take a job? Can I take a job? Do I have a chiyuv not to take a job? Because I'm not going to be able to wear a kippah, so that's part of this idea. Because if it's a midas chasidus, it's not even a question. If it's the taz, then it was more of a question. So he paskins that even this taz, it's not so clear, and therefore definitely can take the job. But that's the whole question of wearing a kippah comes up. We'll get up to it later also about whether you can actually make a bracha without a kippah or not, asur. Where he talks about it's awesome Medina, we'll see later on, the Gra didn't agree with that, but definitely that based on the Marshal and Simonayim Beis that says that it's only a Midas Chasidus, so he says you can be Mekel, you wake up in the morning, you're all Fablungin, you can put your hand on your head, but it's better use a Beged and these type of things about wearing a kippah. I mean, some people, I remember a guy who wanted to say, look, I think I'm going to be making more of a chil Hashem by wearing a kippah. It comes up to this question. Real, I'm going to be in New York, and I think it's better that I don't wear a kippah. People shouldn't associate me in Orthodox Jewry. You know? So, my told him is no. That's the whole point, is for you to remind you, the kavah shechina, to remind you of the Yira Shamayim. Okay, so we'll call it now a night. Yashar Koach to Effie and to all the 16 guys that are involved. And Meretz Hashem, next time we'll have 32. You know, please God. Yashar Koach. Oh. Gotta get my kids home. Right, we have school tomorrow. We have Gan Pikan.